From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There are reports of a second bomb found on the tracks where a train partially derailed in Russia last night. Authorities say the device was detonated. Earlier, they announced a bomb caused a train wreck that killed 26 people and injured more than 100. Jessica Gallagher has the story from Moscow.
The head of Russia's domestic intelligence service, the FSB, says that a bomb was responsible for Friday's derailment of an overnight express train from Moscow to St. Petersburg. FSB Chief Alexander Bortnikov says that about 15 pounds of TNT caused the Nevsky Express to jump the tracks near the border of the Novgorod and Tver provinces. Terrorism has been a major concern in Russia since the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union, as Chechen rebels have clashed with government forces in two wars. Russian trains have been the targets of bombers in the past. In 2007, a blast derailed another Nevsky Express train, injuring 27. Officials arrested two residents of Chechnya in that incident. The incident is Russia's worst train disaster in years. Officials say they expect the death toll to rise. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Thousands of protesters rioted in central Geneva today during a demonstration against the World Trade Organization. The WTO conference starts on Monday. Authorities say the protesters set cars on fire and smashed windows of shops and banks. Police and riot gear moved in to disperse the groups. Police blocked off roads to the WTO headquarters, which has been barricaded for days. In Britain's inquiry into the causes of the Iraq War, the UK's former ambassador to the United Nations, Jeremy Greenstock, has testified before an independent panel that then-President Bush had little interest in getting UN backing for the war. Greenstock also questioned the legitimacy of the war. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
Greenstock said the move to war began a year before the invasion and that the momentum was unstoppable. He told the independent inquiry into the Iraq war the U.S. administration was, in his words, hell-bent on toppling Saddam Hussein and undermine British attempts to win international support for the conflict. The former U.N. ambassador said he doubted the war was legitimate and even threatened to resign.
He didn't have the democratically observable backing of a great majority of member states, or even perhaps of a majority of people inside the United Kingdom.
Greenstock would not give a view on the legality of the war. That, he said, would be for a court to decide. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Britain reportedly plans to host an international conference on Afghanistan at the end of January. The Reuters News Service reports Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the talks will address plans to gradually transfer control of security to the Afghan people. This is NPR News. Two Afghan teenagers reportedly are accusing American soldiers of torturing them while they were being held at a detention center north of Kabul. According to the Washington Post website today, the teens were suspected of having ties to the Taliban. They argue they were beaten and deprived of sleep. The paper says the accounts could not be independently verified. Three American crew members were killed and another seriously injured when a Zimbabwean cargo plane crashed during takeoff in Shanghai. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this from Beijing.
State television reported that the aircraft's tail hit the ground on takeoff just after 8 a.m. local time. The plane then veered off the runway and burst into flames. Photos showed crowds of locals looking at the smoking wreckage at Shanghai's Pudong International Airport. The crash shut down two runways at the airport and stranded 4,000 travelers. The aircraft was operated by Aviant Aviation, a Zimbabwe-based company. The plane was headed to Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. The plane had seven crew members from the U.S., Indonesia, and other unspecified countries. All seven of the crew were rushed to a hospital in Shanghai's Pudong district. Three died, one remains in serious condition. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The death toll continues to rise from a ferry accident in Bangladesh yesterday. At least 32 people are dead. Dozens of people are still missing. The ferry was carrying several hundred people heading home for an Islamic festival when it sank while passengers disembarked. Ferry accidents are not uncommon in Bangladesh, where poorly maintained boats are often overcrowded. This is NPR.